Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey guys, this is Scott. As you know, things have kind of blown up around the community in the last couple of days regarding this Hearthstone competition and the letting go of one of the winners and the streamers, or sorry, the shoutcasters, and all of it being about being stuff he said about Hong Kong and about the situation over there, and Blizzard deciding to fire everybody and to take away his winnings and, you know, basically take a stand in a direction that a lot of people are very, very upset about. I'm upset about it, and I know a lot of other people are upset about it. I'm also conflicted about a lot of it. Some people are mad at me for being even conflicted. Anyway, I don't think I want to do a show this weekend that's normal. I don't want to do a regular episode where we just, you know, fawn over the video games we love. I think I'm going to need some time to think about that. But instead, here's what I'm going to do. I didn't want to leave you guys void of the discussion, but to be honest, I'm just worn out from it. Today was just nonstop, clobbered from every angle, whether it was social media or otherwise. It was just kind of insane. So here's what I'm doing instead. For the next 25 minutes or so, I have put in here a excised portion of a discussion we had about this very thing today on the morning stream. It's a different show, I know. It's my morning show, but it was entirely about China and the Hearthstone thing. We also talked a little bit about the NBA thing. And complicated issues like, you know, at what point are companies too big? Is it even sustainable to expect yourself to grow forever? And if that's true, then why do they feel like they have to make, you know, certain concessions to do it? I mean, there's a lot to break down, but because it was kind of this raw, as it was happening, rolling out of my head conversation, it actually turned out pretty good and I think worth listening to. And you'll get an idea of where I'm at with it. As the day has gone on longer, I've gotten a little angrier about all of it. But I think this is a good look at some of that raw reaction and emotion as it was pouring out of us this morning. So this will feature me, obviously. There's also Justin Robert Young, who's our guest for our, normally it's a kind of a political segment on the show, but we definitely kind of went down this one road today. And of course, Brian Ibbett, my co-host in the morning, is there as well. And I think there's some music in the background that's sort of just bed music. It's not meant to underscore anything. I just want you to know how that works, because that's the way the morning show works. We have bed music for our guests. So anyway, if you are interested in this, please go ahead and give it a listen. If not, I totally understand. We'll be back with a normal episode hopefully soon. We'll certainly keep you informed, but I think you'll get something out of this. So I'll shut up now and let you listen to it. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Can I talk about China?
Oh, we can if you want. It's starting to permeate my own personal world with this Hearthstone thing. It's like it's a bigger deal than I thought it was going to turn into, because the South Park thing, which, by the way, that clip where the dude's got the whiteboard and he's talking to the kids, I haven't seen the whole episode yet.
Yeah,
I intend to today.
I watched it today. By the way, it is currently on Comedy Central's website without ads, which I don't know whether or not that's because nobody wants to put ads on that episode, but I watched it for free on Comedy Central's website.
Maybe that's a little bit of shade thrown by them, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe nobody wants to advertise, hard to say. But the scene I've seen, the clip that I've seen circulating where he's talking to the kids and they want to do their story, and he's like, oh, you can't do that. Winnie the Pooh is insensitive because it looks like Chairman Mao or whatever. Like, they...
Chairman Xi.
Oh, Xi, sorry, the new guy. Sorry. Scene is everything. It's the whole thing that, like, South Park does so well sometimes. They metaphorically wrap stuff up in such simple language, but perfectly sort of illustrate at least the bottom line of what all this means. So,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go deep and hard on Friday's instance and try to discuss it in a way that doesn't piss everybody off everywhere. But basically, it's I sound a little bit like you here, actually. that may get me in trouble, too. But they Blizzard and the Houston Rockets and the whoever's, they're kind of just being. If corporations are people, the people only want the money, and the money can't happen if you don't please where the money's coming from. And China's a giant emerging market, so you bend the knee because
you want to
play ball there. And it's not that shocking to me that nobody's, you know, that no Blizzard didn't stand up and go, "We stand with this pro player immovably in our belief that further growth they're not going to do that. They need to make money. They're a company. And so they're going to do this other thing.
Yeah.
Do I like it? No, I don't like it. Am I pro-democracy in Hong Kong and elsewhere? Absolutely I am. But I don't know why any of us are freaking out. I guess freaking out is separate. If you're in a position to be able to do something great. But this is companies. This is corporate everything. It's ugly. It's a side of it we don't like to talk about or think about. But it exists. And I don't know why everyone's surprised. Like, not my Blizzard. Not my Apple, not my Google. Everyone's doing this. Google, remember, Google's got a whole different kind of search approach over there where they don't
get... No. They were building one, and then they got criticized for it, and they cooled it down for now. I mean, who knows eventually how it will shake out there. But I think it is interesting because we have had a couple moments lately where we've seen kind of the chain get yanked by China. That China is a gigantic emerging market. It's also a totalitarian and Orwellian mess. And so what happened with Blizzard and what happened with the Houston Rockets is, number one, I don't think it is a coincidence that this is happening as China's 70th anniversary of the Communist Party begins, the Golden Week or National Day of the founding of the Communist Party in 1949 happened earlier this month. And this is a huge year for Chairman Xi specifically to make sure that everything rolls along smoothly. It has not so far with the Hong Kong protest. And now they're kind of flexing their muscle a little bit. That for those who are unaware, Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, tweeted a fairly benign, at least on American Twitter standards, a thing about standing with Hong Kong. And next thing you know, his job's in jeopardy. The NBA has to apologize. The owner of his team apologizes to China. You've got players apologizing to media in Japan. They're going to play in China. And all of China's state basketball organizations and sponsors dropped out from the Houston Rockets. I assume that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is Activision, which is the parent company of Blizzard, that was a heavy portion of that was bought into by Tencent. Right.
No, Tencent doesn't have any investment, but they do have a relationship with. So Tencent owns a lot of video game stuff. Currently, they don't own anything Blizzard Activision related, but they cooperate in some market stuff. But it's the other company, not Tencent. What's the other one? The ones that are going to.
Alibaba.
No, it's another name, and I forgot the freaking name. I can't remember his name or the name of the company. They're making the other game. NetEase, there it is. NetEase is the other big Chinese. That's a big Chinese company, and NetEase is facilitating. They facilitate how WoW works over there. They're helping co-develop this mobile Diablo game. Like, it's kind of a big deal for them, and they don't want to offend them or any shareholders or anything else. Let me clear something up real quick. The chat room is saying that. A couple of people specifically are saying. Because I said it's business, and why is anyone surprised? No, I stand by that. I don't like it. I think it sucks. And if you're asking me if I think something should be done about it, absolutely. I'm just saying it's. I don't know why this is shocking to anybody. Like, this is what businesses do. They ignore stuff like that to make money in places where they need to make money and where they want to make money. I'm not saying it's morally correct. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying, why are you shocked by that? If you're shocked by it, you haven't been paying attention. Welcome to this dark corner of capitalism. It kind of sucks. All right, go ahead.
It is kind of interesting that this is a capitalism thing. right? And not a totalitarian government making extraordinary demands to keep the business partnerships going. And that has been an interesting... I'm not saying it's invalid.
Right.
But it does seem to be pushing the responsibility away from the fact that, well, maybe you're just in a bad business deal. Maybe the you know, unlimited funds that can or are promised by China and the unlimited growth that is promised by China, maybe that juice is not worth the squeeze, ultimately, depending on how you want to imagine these things.
Right.
I just find it fascinating that it seems there seems to be a line of conversation about this that is just like, well, what do you expect? The almighty dollar. Am I right? When it that to me, at least, seems to minimize some of the horrors that happened in China, up to and including actual concentration camps and stuff like
and
that.
Murders and of dissenters, and like, it's awful. Like, yeah. There's stuff that goes on behind the scenes that is bad. And so watching companies bend over backwards to maintain their market or their relationship so they can have access to a certain market is ugly. It's bad. It's not good. I just don't. This is always how it's been. I'm not saying it's always how it should be.
Is there a point that would make you so creeped out that you would want to pull back involvement with some of the stuff that you do? Because you do a lot with Blizzard.
Oh yeah, you know.
Is there a point that you would say, I don't know. Now this is weighing. Now I'm making moral equivocations that I'm not comfortable with.
Oh, I'm feeling that now. Like that. See, this is where I don't want to be confused. I'm upset about it in a very raw and personal way because I believe strongly in not only Hong Kong's desire to do what they're doing, but in their ultimate goal of independence and further, you know, better democracies for more people and less oppression and all that stuff. I'm for all of it. And so, yeah, it's already a thing for me. Like, is it enough for me to go, that's it, never touch anything Blizzard does again, that's it, I'm out. I'm not doing that. I think there's more to be said. I think you mentioned the Google thing and how they kind of had to back off a little. They may have to do that here. I don't know. Like, enough pressure from enough people. That's how that sort of stuff gets done. So I'm sort of pro that, too.
By the way, for those, I think we kind of rolled over this, but did you guys talk about this earlier in the show?
Not really, no. This is actually the first. Right, so, I just knew I had a lot on Friday to worry about, so I haven't talked about it much until I was going to save it for then. But I'm happy to do it here. So anyway, go ahead. Give us your...
Well, all right. So just for those for the folks who don't know, there was a Hearthstone player in an esports tournament who during his, I think it was a victory, said that, you know, Hong Kong should be free and, you know, staying with democracy. The casters ducked under the desk so they could, I guess, avoid the verbal blast. It did not save them. Both the casters have been fired and the player has been banned from competition and all of his prize money was ordered back to Blizzard. So is now persona non grata within the Hearthstone esports scene because he's from Hong Kong. He dared talk about Hong Kong fighting for democracy.
Yeah, the other controversy is that the two casters were kind of pressuring him to get it on tape.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. If you go watch the video and you listen to the translation, assuming the two, three sources I've read for the translation, they all seem to be consistent with each other, it appears that it was not coerced, but it was like, hey, we're encouraging you to make a statement about your thing, and he did that. Here's the other thing. So I don't know what the backsplash will be or the peripheral damage will be, if any, but Tencent owns all of Riot, who makes the world's biggest video game, well, behind Fortnite now, but with League of Legends. They own a huge share of Epic and Fortnite. They own all of a number of companies. And then those companies own other companies. Like, it's a big... The share of market that Chinese companies now own means that we may not be done with this conversation for a while.
Oh.
It's going to get weird.
Spoiler alert. We're not.
Yeah.
We're absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, again, this is China reminding everybody that, like, all right, well, look, what we bring to the table is a lot of money and infinite growth. Because we have a lot of people in China, and they are rapidly becoming more and more wealthy and ability. They have the ability to spend more than they had in the past. Also, China is the only place on Earth where movie going is actually on the rise. People are building theaters in China. They are not building theaters here in America, where many of these movies originate. So China holds a lot of cards in their hand, and that is the bargain that they have is, okay, well, you can have all this. You can have all this money. You can have all this growth. But guess what? When we need to pull your chain, we're going to pull your chain. And that's exactly what happened to Blizzard. It's what happened to the NBA. And I totally agree with you, Scott, that this is something that we are by no means done with.
Yeah, it'll go on for a while. It'll be interesting just to see if, like, there's rumors of protests at BlizzCon, which is, what, in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks? Yeah. That'll be a new thing there, other than the two or three Jesus people with their signs that show up and tell us how how thralls
they're always there.
Yeah, those guys are always there. They just live right there. So,
do you think that as somebody who obviously has his finger on the pulse of kind of the Blizzard fan community, that this is something that Blizzard really needs to worry about, or is this just another gamer controversy that'll kind of come and go?
So here's the interesting. That's a great question. I think that this will not matter to players as much as when Blizzard does something else. Like, let me put it this way: there will be more historical anger surrounding them releasing a news of a mobile version of Diablo and not Diablo 4 at last year's BlizzCon. That controversy,
yeah,
or layoffs controversy, or cancellation of giant projects controversy, I think will live larger in the minds of these gamers than this will. And that's a bummer, because I think that the energy should better be spent in this way, because that other stuff just is trying to, you know, that other stuff just plays with gamers and their loyalties and their feelings of,
but also it's like, look, we are all defined by our self-interest. If I'm really excited for Diablo 4, and now I know that I'm not going to get Diablo 4 for another year, then that will make me more upset than the plight of somebody across the world, because people have been living in squalid tyranny across the world for many, many years, and they are indeed doing it as we speak. And it's not like that's the only thing we're talking about. We're talking about whether or not, you know, this will affect Blizzard as a company. So
yeah,
I think that the self-interest is at least psychologically understandable. But what is fascinating now is that I do think that a lot of these deals, and be it with China or Saudi Arabia, but a lot of these countries that are putting a ton of money into American media, now you're starting to see where the price tag of that is. And I do wonder whether or not going forward that becomes more of an issue for Blizzard, that, like, at the, you know, it's like, all right, we'll go ahead and pull this dude because he did X, Y, or Z. Or I don't know. I guess I'm actually waiting for the Blizzard, the soft, you know, sources from behind the scenes story of like, hey, look, this guy was explicitly told, you know, and the casters were explicitly told that we wanted to keep this apolitical. It's not specifically the message. It's that he disregarded this directive that we had. We would have pulled him if he would have started talking about, you know, how Trump should be reelected, because we want to make sure that this is apolitical. I'm waiting for that. That to me seems to be the natural Blizzard PR move.
100% with you. That is, if that's not coming, I would eat my hat. I'm sure that something to that effect is coming. And the truth is, it is there in their terms when they sign these contracts with these guys. And the truth is, he broke it. What people are upset about is obviously, well, you know, there should be exceptions for things that affect people's lives in this way. And I totally get their position. Sidian said something in the chat that I'm going to repeat that I think is interesting, because it's just good to get all sides of this. And that's why permanent growth corporate ideas are kind of unsustainable. And here's an example. He says Blizzard should have given China the bird, laid off every single employee in their now shuttered Chinese market, additionally laid off the legion of support staff that are stateside, tanked their stock prices, and made themselves obsolete right before falling on ceremonial swords. He's being sarcastic, obviously, but that's the reality of it. And the reality of it feels immoral. It feels immoral, and also has its own subsections of moral questions of, is it the community staff's fault in Irvine that all this is happening? They have families, they have bills to pay, they have lives to live. They're doing great work. Should they have to fall on these same swords that the upper overlords are having to deal with? Like, that is part of these conversations every time when it comes to always have profits, always exceed those expectations. And that means when you run out of bodies in America, you move to Europe. And when you're out of those bodies, you move somewhere else. And when you're out of those bodies, you move to China. You exploit new markets. And by exploiting those new markets, you make concessions on certain kinds of freedoms or ideals. And it just keeps happening. And it's a pattern that's driven by you can never stop making more money. Not that you can be small and sustain yourselves and be good. We have to just keep adding more and more on top of it. And I'm a free market dude. I am a big time believer in free market competition. But at some point, it's not sustainable without these problems. So that's the thing we just got to face as part of
this. There is a question of ethics, right?
Like, 100%.
You can want to continue to feed the families of everybody that is there in Irvine. You can continue to want to give them raises. You can continue to want to put them on projects that will bring them prestige and growth and not make deals with people that you feel are going to be overarching in their control over your product or make your user base uncomfortable. Ultimately, every business does have to make those decisions. I mean, look, if all of a sudden, Scott Johnson and Frog Pants gets an email from some Chinese backed podcast company that says, hey, look, we really want to continue to bring American podcasting. It's exploding in China. Everybody loves listening to American podcasts. We want to all of a sudden we can explode your growth. We can go from whatever you're currently doing on the morning stream and we can have 10 million people tomorrow every day listen to the morning stream. And you're going to be compensated appropriately for that. But from here on out, and look, it's not going to be hard. It's not like the morning stream is Meet the Press. You guys don't talk about China all that much. We really just want to hear the hilarious stories of Scott, eating fast food in the parking lot and Brian playing great American cover songs. So just no mentioning of China, no mentioning of voting, no mentioning of Hong Kong, 10 million people, and you're going to make money that is commensurate to that. That's something that you might be interested in, right?
Right. I mean, okay, I'll say this. First of all, you're kind of right. Second of all, here's the thing. I mean, we do that now. Like, Brian and I avoid, we don't talk about politics until you come on, as an example. We just don't.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Not because it isn't important. Not because it doesn't matter to us personally. It's because we know that the show is just going to become a giant touchstone of controversy if we did.
Sure.
And we don't want
exactly,
it to be.
Exactly.
We don't want it to be.
By the way, dear listeners, understand that if Jerry goes away, it's because TMS is playing Cheng.
See, this is how this stuff starts. Okay, but
this is how it works.
But this is what I'll say. In the same way that I want Romney to stand up to the president and vote a certain way, it's actually the same desire I would have for Blizzard to stand up to this.
Yeah.
And actually take the hit for it. I think it's worth taking the hit for morally and ethically. I think if they said, well, I guess we're out of China, fine, shut it all down over there, be done, take a giant hit, you would have huge layoffs. I still think it might be the right...
Effectively, that means the end of Hearthstone. I mean, Hearthstone, I think, receded, I think, 10% in terms of user base in America. It exploded in China like 34% over the last quarter. And that is a trend that keeps going forward.
Yeah, so it may end...
Blizzard saying, hey, we're out of China, might mean the end of some of your favorite Blizzard products, or at least the way that we know them.
Right, possibly. But all I know is I've known this company since I was 18 or 20 or whatever I was when they started. And I've followed this company all the way through all of the times of growth. And there was a time where they were a really great but small, tight studio that put out amazing experiences and sold tons of copies, and they weren't even in Asian markets at that time. And so it's not going to happen because this isn't how corporate America or corporate world works, especially publicly owned companies. But it'd be great if they just said, you know, we're cool with having 5 million WoW subscribers, and we're cool with maintaining the other IPs we have, and we make enough money to do that, and we can close down a bunch of stuff, and then just we can be right here. But no one does that. Everybody wants to go more. There's no end to the more. And if you,
and then they turn their back on the Chinese players that really like them, but that have no interest in propping up their government and are the real victims of some of the things that we're going to get on our high horse and decry. We're going to say, well, like, okay, like, I do think that, look, I'm not here to make the argument that, like, all growth is bad, because I do think that that's the thing about a free market, is that you can overpump what you're looking to do. You can get too ambitious with what you're looking to do, and you can make a decision that's detrimental to your entire business, right? And you could make the argument that some of the expansion into China and taking that money and thinking that nothing was ever going to change was foolhardy by some of these companies. And by the way, these are the biggest companies that we deal with, specifically in terms of media. However, there is also the argument for Blizzard to say, hey, look, we have no interest in politics. We have no interest in some of these things. We are able to, like, with a few minor changes, let's go ahead and change the Jaina Proudmoore hero art to not show so much cleave, and we'll just go ahead and figure all that out. But other than that, we can easily bring everything that we do into China, because it is apolitical, and we can delight millions of players in China and show them what American ingenuity and creativity is. Like, mm-hmm. I do understand that. I do think that that's real. I don't think I think it would be intellectually dishonest to say that that's not a part of why they want to continue to spread. Now, it also makes them a ton of money, but that's the point of the best moments in a business are when you are able to make a connection with users and also make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I mean, this is going to be the hard part, because if their stance is, look, none of this is about politics. We don't want politics in our tournaments and in our public events, and we just don't want it. Like, and that's why it's part of our TOS.
This also did happen at the worst time.
Oh,
because you do have this. You have this NBA thing that's currently going. So it looks like that China is making a coordinated effort.
By the way, I think they might be.
They might actually be doing.
To make sure that they remind all of their American partners, hey, you like this money, right? I just want to make sure that you like this money, because this money doesn't come with many strings. But here's some a few more strings. And by the way, we might be rolling out a few more of these strings over the next year or so.
Yeah, and speaking of changes that they would make for China, this is, I don't know how much this fact is known, but one of my favorite weird things that ever happened in World of Warcraft's history, when they launched into the Chinese market, the Chinese were unwilling to accept it. It was going to be banned if they didn't turn all the undead, which is an entire race, an integral race of of characters within the World of Warcraft, they all could not show any bones. Because the way the models worked at the time is their arms ended here. You had a little bone showing. Then the arms started up here.
Yeah.
Their legs were kind of, some of the bones were showing. They're undead. They're literally, you know, zombie people with brain, you know, that are smart. And they wouldn't do it unless everybody turned into, you know, just normal looking dudes, basically. And so they did that.
Yeah.
Also, you can't show corpses on the ground in that game. So when you would go to a fight where you're fighting a huge world boss and everybody's dying like flies, instead of a bunch of bodies that would turn into bones after resurrection or after you went and ran back to your body, a whole ton of gravestones show up, because that's acceptable. So you already have these cultural exceptions, right?
Yeah.
And so
there was a whole thing about Ghostbusters that they had to, like, change some element of the core plot of the newer Ghostbusters, because Chinese don't, like, that ain't a funny, silly, spooky Halloween thing. Like, the dead and spirits and bodies, like, they have a whole different point of view on that.
Right, exactly. Also, PUBG using crates instead of dead players. Someone in the chat, Codes from Home, just said that's true. That's another one of those that they did over there. So we already make those kinds of exceptions. We're willing to do, Blizzard's not saying, nobody said, hey, Blizzard, you want to be in China, make sure you go off those two dudes for me that are being trouble. It's not levels of that, but it just feels bad. It tastes bad. It's got a bad sour taste to it. And I hope that they do something, but I honestly don't have a ton of hope because none of these companies do anything. We gotta quit assuming. See, it's so funny. My argument about that sounds like your argument or your confusion about why I feel that way about Romney. And I guess I'm going to hold Blizzard in that same regard. I want them to do the right thing here. But if they don't, then they'll kind of be, I'll be mad at them. But I'd still probably vote for Romney.
I totally think that the best that you could hope for from Blizzard is them to CYA on like, hey, look, this is not, oh my God, we are an American company with American values and we really care about freedom. We really care about democracy. This is just about the fact that we told this guy not to say a thing. He directly disobeyed this order and so did the casters. And so it could have been about anything. This is not, it certainly is not about the fact that China is a massive partner for us and it's our gigantic growth operation for Hearthstone, and so, Hearthstone might be dead.
It's also not reciprocal. You know what I mean? There's no reciprocation here. If Blizzard goes, we have decided, we've heard you, we've heard your voices, players, we've decided, we're pulling out of China, we do not support this regime, thank you for your continued support. That doesn't suddenly mean a ton of American players are going to go, oh, Blizzard, I'm going to buy everything you make. I'm going to go sub to everything I already don't. That isn't going to happen. There's no reciprocation.
Well, because also there's like, now you have all these millions of Chinese players that are like, wait, what? Like, now we don't get to play. I had this whole deck set up. I spent all this money building up my Hearthstone collection, and now it's banned because Winnie the Pooh said so.
Yeah. Here's my expectation. Regardless of what happens in the next few days, they're going to take a little hit on their stock price. They may already have. Because it's just messy, so people are...
I'll tell you what, they would take a lot bigger hit on their stock price if they pulled out of China.
Yeah, they absolutely would. It'll recover, and players who say, well, I'm boycotting Blizzard, will not do it in the numbers that'll make a dent, and that things will go on as usual. I guess what I'm saying is, it's a complicated, messy, ugly thing that you can both disagree with and accept the realities of. That's kind of my bottom line on it. And Brian, yeah. I feel bad. Brian like not talking at all, dude. I apologize.
It's okay. No, are you kidding? Here's the thing. There are certain things, certain topics that we talk about on the show that I've got a little bit of knowledge of, and I can kind of pipe in and jump in when we talk about. This is one that I have not been following. I feel so ignorant about it, but I haven't been following it. So I'm kind of like, oh, really? Oh, wow. That's, oh, interesting. Oh, really? Is that, you know, I know about, like, I get the surface level news with the NBA and the
yeah.
The controversy there. I have not gone any further deeper in there with the Hearthstone tournament, any of that stuff. So yeah, basically I am the Jon Stewart on The Daily Show eating popcorn.
Yeah.
Meme.
Nice. The only thing that I would hope that people get out of this, and both the NBA thing and the Blizzard thing, is just like, just understand what's going on in China. You know, China is a very fascinating partner that, by the way, like, we're going to have to live with. We are on a global community. We are ever more interconnected. We are going to have to learn to live with China.
Oh, 100%.
Like, especially if we are in a situation where we don't want a global conflict that could end the planet. We would like to have a friendly, you know, no two countries that trade together have ever gone to war. Right.
Right.
Like that is usually the way that the precursor is. You want to have businesses deal over there. However, we are also at a point culturally where we are more aware of the things that are going on around us. And I think that that is something that we do all need to reconcile. And I don't think that it helps that everybody kind of jumps to the most hyperbolic position that they possibly can. But it is something that I do think is a defining issue of our age, how we look at this kind of stuff for in the lens of our own morals.
Yeah. And one final note, I did get an email this morning demanding that I, or basically saying, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to quit the, are you going to stop the instance and protest? And kind of basically saying that's what I should do. And I had to remind this person, and I would remind everybody else, the instance is not a wholly owned subsidiary of Blizzard in any fashion. They don't pay me anything.
No.
Right.
I don't work for Blizzard. They don't cut any checks to me ever unless they're paying for a service. And they've never, you know, they've done that once last year when I was on stage for a hosting gig, a contract gig that ended, started and ended. The idea of me ending a show that could actually have a very positive or at the very least informative back and forth discussion about this very issue and have it mm-hmm. move with the issue. I don't see how that's a thing you'd want to silence anyway. So
well, no,
hell
I mean,
no.
The instance is a Blizzard community podcast. That means that there is a community there that could operate independent of Blizzard.
Yeah.
There might be people that stop listening, but you could say, hey, look, we're just not going to cover Hearthstone anymore. Because you want to know what? Like, that's just something that we're not to say that you would do this or you should do this, but you could, right? You mm-hmm. could say, we're just not going to cover this because I don't agree with the operations of the company and I just want to move on. I want to cut off that element, and people might stop listening to the show. You would risk that, but that would be a decision that you would make. You could out and out and say, I'm not covering any Blizzard stuff. In fact, from here on out, we're only talking about things that happened pre this date, and you would have the ability to continue to do that show because you have the right to continue to talk to the community that has gathered around the instance. Your lens of how much and how you want to cover Blizzard is totally up to you. Dare I say it's the reason why people listen.
Yeah, why else? It was just a silly suggestion, and so no offense to that guy if he's listening, but that was a weird thing to say. I assume you're retired, you hadn't had your coffee yet, and you hadn't thought it through, because that was a dumb thing to say.
Yeah.